Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 13th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled A Physician's Cultivation Experiences, by Zhui Wan, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, A Physician's Cultivation Experiences, by Zhui Wan, a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong practitioners, have endured many ups and downs in the difficult years of Fa rectification, but every practitioner has unforgettable stories to share. I am an OBGYN physician, and I am now 60 years old. I was born into a family of Chinese Communist Party, CCP, cadres. I was a teenager when my father was criticized as a capitalist, detained in a bullpen, and denounced as he was paraded through the streets during the Cultural Revolution. My health deteriorated in these harsh circumstances. I became cynical and weary of our warped society. Perhaps because I suffered more hardships than my peers, I gave more thought to questions about life, society, and our world. I wondered where we came from and where we would go after we die, about what we live for and why we have to suffer. Those questions went around and around in my head. I searched for answers, but I never found any until I became a Falun Dafa practitioner. Below are some of my cultivation experiences. Becoming a Falun Gong practitioner. I specialized in Western medicine. In school, I studied empirical sciences such as anatomy, physiology, microbiology, and clinical medicine. I had been instilled with atheism by the CCP since I was little. How did I start to cultivate and stay with it? My older sister started to practice Falun Gong in 1994. She told me how good it was, but I was deeply influenced by the atheism and did not take it seriously. Then I noticed how polite she had become and how willing she was to help people. Her chronic ailments were completely gone, and she was prettier. Her physical and mental changes overturned my views on medicine. I borrowed the book Zhuan Fa Lun, the main book of Falun Gong, and read it all night long. I was drawn to its profound principles and wished that I had read it sooner. That was when I became a Falun Gong practitioner. Compassion for my patients. Dafa books have enlightened me profoundly. I follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and always look inwards when a conflict arises. I do my job conscientiously. After I became a cultivator, I stopped accepting bribes from my patients. I always truly consider what is best for them. Just from word of mouth, many patients, including some from far away, have come to see me. One day, a disabled woman came into my office on crutches. She said, "Doctor, can you remove my intrauterine device at a reduced rate? I do not have enough money to pay you the full amount, but the device started hurting me, and it has to be taken out." I did as she asked and charged her the lowest rate that I could. My supervisor was not happy and warned me that by charging patients less, I wouldn't be able to generate enough revenue. I paid the difference out of my own pocket. Not too long after, this patient brought many of her friends to the hospital for treatment. Her friends then brought in more of their friends. Our hospital benefited greatly. My supervisor and co-workers praised me, saying that our unit also benefited from DAFA. Because of my good deeds, people at the hospital and patients know that Falun DAFA is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Speaking up for Falun Gong in Beijing. After July 20, 1999, the media started broadcasting slanderous programs to defame Falun DAFA. Practitioners were placed under tremendous pressure. It felt like another cultural revolution. Falun Dafa was so good, I could not understand why the government did not promote it instead of oppressing it. I was very saddened by this development. I clearly understood the consequences if I spoke up for Falun Gong. I would lose my opportunity to promote it, which I had not had any problem doing thus far, due to my good qualifications and published papers. My mother was old and my daughter was little. They needed to be looked after. My husband was a dean and also an advisor to doctoral students at a renowned college. Could he bear the pressure? I did not know what to do. In August, I went to pick up my mother in my hometown. On the way back, I visited a temple on Mount Wutai and met an 80-year-old monk. He said to me, "Madam, the master of Falun Gong comes to save people. Buddha will bless you." Encouraged by his words, I made up my mind. As a Dafa disciple, I did not see any reason for not stepping forward to defend Dafa. My mother at first did not agree with me because it was a dangerous undertaking and I might not be able to return home. After calming down, she said, "You made the right choice. Just go for it. I'll take care of your daughter." I was proud of my wonderful mother. I told her that I would come back safely. In March 2000, a young nurse at work and I overcame various obstacles and arrived at the Bureau of Letters and Calls in Beijing. There were many plainclothes and uniformed police officers all around the bureau, and we were worried that we might be arrested before we could say anything. As we were wondering what to do, an old man came to tell us to go to another location. We rewrote our appeal letter in a small motel that evening. We came back the next day. A young officer with a gun was on guard duty. After finding out why we were there, he said, "My friends, you have good jobs and good families. You should listen to me and go home. You know, when I report you to the people inside, you will be..." I firmly said, "We understand that, but we cannot consider those things." Telling people the facts about Falun Gong in Beijing. We were taken inside and interrogated by three stern-looking men. We asked them to deliver our appeal letter to the central government after they questioned us and finished a transcript. Moved by our audacity and sense of calm, they said, "You are very brave. Do you know what this place is?" Thinking that this must indeed be a special office, I responded, "We do not know where we are, but the most important thing is that someone here understands the truth and knows that Falun Dafa is wonderful." We then told them about how we recovered physically and mentally after cultivating Dafa. They listened attentively and asked many questions. Influenced by the merciful power of Dafa, they looked at us with admiration. An officer gave me a glass of water and asked us to show them the Falun Gong exercises. When a young officer started to make a call, a female officer stopped him and said, "Don't send them to the office in Beijing. Pretend that they didn't come here and just ask our unit to send them back home." The officers looked fearful when agents from the security department arrived. They nervously said that we might be in big trouble. When we left with the agents, they waved to us and invited us to visit them again. The security agents did not release us. They handcuffed us and took us to a psychiatric ward to try to make us give up our belief. But that did not work. As a matter of fact, I clarified the facts to many people who helped them try to transform us. 2 weeks later, we were taken to a woman's forced labor camp, where we were detained for 2 more weeks. Telling people the facts at work. I recognized from this experience that Dafa disciples are messengers responsible for maintaining the truth of the universe. We have a mission to help Master rectify the Fa and save sentient beings. It is our responsibility to clarify the truth to the world. I thus started to talk to my relatives, friends, classmates, intern students, and everyone I met about Falun Gong. Once, when I was chatting with an acquaintance about Falun Gong in a patient's room one day, another patient overheard our conversation and said that I could not be a Falun Gong practitioner because I was so nice. Obviously, she had been deceived by the CCP. I told her, "I am nice because I practice Falun Gong." I then let her know that the staged tenement self-immolation was a hoax. A little later, she said, "So this is the truth. I have finally met a true Falun Gong practitioner. Some of the medical students assigned to follow me on my rounds commented, "You are very amiable. You have many patients and good skills. We are learning a lot from you. Why haven't you been promoted to chief physician?" I replied, "I was denied a promotion because of my beliefs. To a practitioner, one's position is not important. What I do have is more precious. Although I was not promoted, everyone at the hospital calls me chief anyway. That is the highest honor." After reading John Falun, one student said that, like the book says, a cigarette tasted bitter when he tried to smoke. I have learned a lot of things from this book. Miraculous Healing Power of Dafa. Obstetrics and gynecology is a high-risk business. Accidents can happen at any time with terrible consequences. Since I started practicing Falun Gong, Master has protected me. I have never had any medical disputes. Many things that appeared impossible from a medical standpoint turned out to be possible. I was unhealthy and had passed out as I was operating several times. My stamina improved after I became a cultivator. I became healthy and had lots of energy. I have never fainted since. I no longer need to wear eyeglasses to do surgery. My mother suffered a stroke in 1996, affecting her face and half her body. Her doctor said that she would have to be in rehab for a long time to see any improvement. She decided that she had nothing to lose and started to practice Falun Gong with us. To her surprise, she recovered in 20 days. A woman with cervical cancer cured. A few years ago, a woman with advanced cervical cancer came to see me. She was a single mother with a daughter. I examined her and confirmed the accuracy of her previous diagnosis. I comforted her and said that we would do our best to extend her life and advised her to try chemotherapy first. She was in despair. In tears, she said, "Doctor, I am only 40. Who will look after my daughter if I die?" I said, "Don't be too hasty. There is one option that can save you. It depends on if you believe it or not." She responded, "Please tell me." I told her about the extraordinary power of Dafa and the benefits many people have experienced. I then gave her a copy of John Falun. She read the book every day. She became happy, positive, and cheerful. She wanted me to tell her cultivation stories whenever I had free time. A few days later, she went back to the hospital for another exam. Miraculously, the cancer cells had disappeared. A month later, a tumor specialist examined her, and the result was also negative. I was studying the Fa with fellow practitioners when she called to tell me the news. All the practitioners in the group were in tears and thanked Master for her. Again, many on the staff witnessed this miracle and spread the news about the healing power of Falun Gong. A woman in labor believes in Falun Gong. My colleagues and I have never forgotten one particular childbirth. When I think of it now, I still get chills. A woman went into labor the day I was on duty. Her baby was too large and in a difficult position for a normal delivery. She needed to have a cesarean, which this woman firmly refused to agree to. The baby's head finally emerged hours later, but his shoulder got stuck inside the birth canal. Many things were tried, but the situation did not change. The baby's face started turning pale. Everyone in the delivery room knew that this baby would not last much longer. I calmed down for several moments and in my heart asked Master to help. I said, "Master, please have this baby delivered from another dimension." In no time at all, the baby slid out completely. But he was not out of the woods yet. When I finally heard the baby's first cry after our efforts to resuscitate him, I collapsed in a chair. When a nurse praised me afterward for my calm in delivering this baby, I told her, "I asked my master to help at the last moment. This will not happen again. It was more than I could handle." When the mother was discharged, I asked why she insisted on natural childbirth. Her answer astonished me. Neighbors had told her that a Falun Gong doctor in the hospital could successfully deliver her baby. An infertile woman gets pregnant. A woman late in her 30s was divorced by her husband because she was infertile. She wanted to have a baby when she got married again. She had been treated at various big hospitals, but nothing worked. She came to my office and asked me to help her get pregnant. I lent her a copy of John Falloon. Not long after, she came back to see me again with a basket of chicken eggs. Also with her was a list of names of people who had agreed to quit the CCP. She said that she was pregnant. She wanted to pay me 100 yuan for John Falloon and was surprised when I declined her offer, but she was happy that I gave her the book for free. Lucky to be a Dafa disciple. Not being able to attend Master's last Fa teaching in Guangzhou is my life's greatest regret. Although I have never seen Master in person, I know he always looks after me, wherever I am, as long as I am a true Dafa practitioner. Master said, quote, "If you go to Hong Kong, to America, or even off to the moon or the sun, my law body will be able to protect you," end quote. Teaching the Fa and answering questions in Zhengzhou from Zhuan Falun Faye, the law of Zhuan Falun explained. Every sentence that Master has said is a heavenly principle. I am excited beyond measure every time I recall those medical miracles. Falun Gong really is a sublime Fa. Becoming Master's disciple in the Fa rectification period, I know, deep down inside, that I am lucky and honored. Words cannot express my gratitude to our revered Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.